Finance Committee on House Bill 146 to order. We take roll, please.
Senator Vance.
Here.
Senator Buttry.
Here.
Senator Whitford.
Here.
Representative Doan.
Excused.
Representative Swanson.
Excused.
Representative Zolnikov.
Here.
Thank you. Senator Buttry.
Mr. Chairman, this is dealing with House Bill 146, and in our committee, which I'm a member and you chair, I had put on an amendment to strike subsection 2 that had existed on page 1, lines 20 and 21. You can see in the bill before you. I thought I had a great idea in talking with Colonel Butler and some other folks. I think that we took that section out in error. So I would like to move that we remove the Senate amendment from the bill and reinstate page 1, lines 20 through 21, which is subsection 2, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. It's been moved to take our amendment back off of House Bill 146 and leave it as it came to us. Senator Whitford.
So, Mr. Chair, question to Senator Buttry. So by doing that, what is this allowing or disallowing, however you want to approach it?
Mr. Chair, Senator Whitford, so when we took that off, my intent was that there wasn't these random searches being done at a roadblock, but as it turns out, the roadblock actually can be there due to looking for someone that has violated states or federal law. It's a little bit hard to do that if you can't check driver's license. If we're looking for a stolen vehicle, it would be hard to do without being able to check for vehicle registration. So in taking those words out, I actually took the ability of law enforcement away from them to do their job in purposes where the roadblock is searching for someone.
So a follow-up?
Follow-up.
So if you leave this in there and they have the roadblock set up to in search of a particular person, and as the cars are coming through, then the officer can check for license and insurance and registration at that time. Does that also allow the officer to be able to ticket those individuals that don't have those particular items?
Mr. Chair, Senator Whitford, if we could allow Colonel Butler to come
please,
up and
address
these questions to him.
Colonel,
he is the expert.
Would you like to come up and answer some questions for the Senator, please?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. Tom Butler with the Montana Highway Patrol. Mr. Chairman, Senator Whitford, this provision has been in state law, I believe, over 25 years. It's my understanding this was put into law before I ever went to work for the agency 25 years ago. And historically, very rarely have these roadblocks been set up to check driver's license, registration, and insurance. The term that was used is a safety spot check. They were used with great success when I was the captain in Bozeman on Highway 191 between Big Sky and Bozeman, where we had some significant traffic issues going on. So the purpose of it was to check driver's license, registration, insurance. If people didn't have that with them or they were suspended or revoked or something like that, then that was dealt with at the time of that. How this bill started, if permission to expand a little bit, Mr. Chairman. So there were some questions that were raised 4 years ago about the purpose of these roadblocks and the information that went into them. All of the other amendments you see on page 2 of the bill is basically the Highway Patrol policy codified in statute. We have always had the policy for all the other amendments that we had to notify the media, had to have a plan set up in place, had to have a vehicle stopping order so it was random. All that sort of stuff was contained in our policy, although some agencies across the state didn't follow that policy. So Representative Zolnikov reached out to us in the 2015 session to discuss this issue. I gave him our policy, and that's what you see as all of the other amendments in this. So it sets out a very clear playing field as to what can and can't happen with regard to a temporary roadblock.
So, Colonel Butler, then, if we put the bill back the way it came to us from the House, it would reflect your current policy. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Thank you. Senator Whitford.
Okay. So the answer is yes, they can still go ahead and issue tickets and whatnot for individuals that are in a roadblock set up for trying to get a particular person. Then those tickets can be issued based upon things that they are missing.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Whitford, two separate cases you're talking there. So if we're, you know, for example, last year we had a murder here in the Helena Valley and set up a huge perimeter around the northern part of the valley. In the middle of all that, we're not worried about whether or not you have your driver's license, registration, insurance, and it's all valid. We do need to be able to check a driver's license or a registration to determine if you should be in the area or you have a tie to the area or that type of stuff. So that's sort of the emergency roadblock. The safety spot check portion, which is considered all the rest of the amendments in this, then yes, we would be able to cite for that if that was the purpose of that. But we have to provide notice in the media 24 or 48 hours ahead of time. We have to give the area where we're going to set it up. I mean, there's all sorts of provisions in there contained in that. And the other point I would make to you, it's only for primary offenses. So we cannot write seatbelt citations and that sort of stuff that would not be a primary offense at a safety spot check.
Representative Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Chairman and Senators. Again, the reason I brought this was it was extremely loose language, so it seemed that these were being used in Billings for Tuesday afternoons in random intersections. And so this language really gives, I believe it gives quality checks and balances to make sure these aren't done Friday nights. And if they are, they have to contact media outlets so people will know. But sometimes, as I've discussed with the Colonel, that these can be used appropriately. And I think this having oversight with the public will make sure that there's proper discretion. But previously, they were used, I would say they were used, from how I understand it, correctly with the original language. But it was so broad that it started to slip and a few circumstances existed. So this times it gives a lot of public oversight, which I think is the best way to have some policy. And I really appreciated when I met with them 2 years ago that they had this in place. Other departments do not have much in place. So we kind of are putting the MHP's guidelines over all law enforcement throughout the state. And I think they're pretty well thought out guidelines.
Senator Whitford.
So I guess that was my concern, is that this wasn't going to be something that you just, you know, are going to use as a avenue to be able to
raise revenue.
Basically, yeah, raise revenue. And so I mean, people see it like that, and they see it as, you know, just a little bit of an overreach sometimes. And so that's my concern, is that. And so I do say, you know, cautiously that it should be used as not something that's going to be abused.
Senator Buttrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just reiterate a little bit. First of all, it's a pleasure to be able to serve with Representative Zolnikoff on a committee. I don't know if any of us have ever done that, but the key part of this is the public notice. So it is my belief, and the Colonel could correct me if I'm wrong, that if they were to set up a roadblock to do those type of checks that we're concerned about, they'd have to notice it and say, we're going to have a temporary roadblock set up and we're going to be checking IDs, insurance, and that. And I think that's good for the public.
Senator Whitford, does that help? Because it does help for me.
It does. I'm just... Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Yes.
I would say that, you know, we were the only agency in Montana that had the policy, which is basically in the amendments on the original bill. And this is a production to set up. I mean, they're not used very often because there's a tremendous amount of work that you have to go into to make sure that we had to go through to make sure that we met all the requirements for our policy. Otherwise, that was going to open us up to liability in the whole scheme of things. So this puts a lot of work on any other agency now, should this bill pass, to do all of this in order to set one of these up. And the other thing I have to say with regard to the revenue, just so we're all on the same page, the counties get half and the general fund gets the other half. The Highway Patrol doesn't see any of that revenue, nor do any local agencies see any of that revenue. So half goes to the general fund, half goes to the local county where the citation was written in the whole scheme of things.
So, Colonel, what you're saying then is you're not on commission? Is that what?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. Yes.
Any other comments or questions?
No, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Before we vote, Representative Zolnikoff, I agree with Senator Buttrey. It's an honor to get to serve on a committee with you again. In fact, we were thinking about the autograph thing maybe when we're done here.
Mr. Chairman, Senators, I would love to get Senator Buttrey's autograph.
So, Senator Buttrey, do you move to remove your amendment? Did you make a motion?
I did. As long as we're in executive action, I think I've made the motion.
We are. All those in favor of removing the amendment, restoring the bill back to its original form out of the House, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And Representative Doan?
Is aye by proxy.
Okay, thank you. So if it's 5-0 with one not here, and we're done. Thank you.
Great meeting, Mr. Chairman. Great meeting, Mr. Chairman.